Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
I can see clearly now.
BT and Sal back on the Fan, and yes, coming off of eye surgery,
I can see
a lot better out of one eye for now. But I did hear that you two, BT and Hoff, were having fun at my expense, making light of this surgery for the last few days. Is that accurate? You want to film? I was getting texts about it.
See.
It was not necessarily locked in on the radio, but...
Yeah, pretty accurate. I think so, yeah.
Well, what's the issue? Why, you call me soft or something like that?
No, the issue is you made it seem like you're going in for open heart surgery, God forbid.
It's my eye.
It's your grandma surgery.
No, that's what everybody keeps saying. This was a serious thing. Hoff, you too were taking shots at me?
Yeah, you're a little over-dramatic.
Oh.
Just a little bit.
Dude, it was... Now, what I will say is I feel great. Not only, thank God, the surgery went well.
Yeah.
And honestly, all kidding aside, and I was texting you a little bit about this, cataract surgery, not a big deal. Maybe for most.
Yeah.
Of course, with me.
This is the part I didn't know when we were making fun of you.
Where it was a difficult spot, meaning that if you, like, there were chances that it could have been complications because something else in the eye, like there's the sac behind, I don't know. She was explaining to me, the doctor, before I went in, which made me even more scared.
Uh-huh.
And then even afterward, and my wife was like, whoa. Afterward, she goes, yeah, it was a very difficult, complicated surgery, but you're okay. Luckily that everything came out okay. But you know what I'm most proud of?
What?
Is that I've never had a surgery before, and I've been scared my whole life of this stuff. Getting in there, putting the robe on. Oh my God, no one, I'm going to have to go in, and anesthesia. So... going through this, I kind of attacked it like, okay, let's just do it.
Okay.
Took it head on. And now that I got through it, I feel like I conquered a big fear.
Atta boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now go get snipped like I told you the other day.
No, that I'm not doing.
Go get the vasectomy
next. I have to get the left eye done in a couple of weeks. But I do feel like, and there are a lot of people, I know that there are a lot of people who are like me, like, oh no, I've never had a surgery before. I don't want to do it. Some people like you, it's more of a common
thing.
I've
had 9 of them.
There you go.
I'm like, all right, whatever.
For me, it's like, oh my God. Like in my mind, it's only about like old people and my grandparents. Getting sick in the hospital, it's like you feel like it's the end or something bad's going to happen. And again, it's surgery. So,
something could go wrong. We minimize it, but it's still,
right.
I get it.
But conquering that fear,
and
now I'm less scared to go in and get the other eye done. I told the doctor, I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever. I'm going to give you a shout out on the radio after you get the other one.
After you get the other one. Now, listen, what I need, that's funny. You know what I need to know? Because last day, Sal was here on
Tuesday with Boone.
Okay, and when was your mom here? Monday?
Monday,
okay.
Yeah.
So Mama was hanging around for a couple days, and I want to know how, at the end of the the run? How did mom and wifey get along?
Well, I think it was time for everybody to separate. My mom wanted out.
Yeah.
No, we had it. I think because of the way that we separated it. I mean, look, dude, it was a long week. Yeah, it's a long week. But the way that we separated, like, I had my mom at work one day, then I had the surgery, so my wife and I were out. Then the follow up days, so we went out again. So yeah, it was, but that's a long
time to keep him in the same place. Did you milk it? I mean, were you laying in bed watching TV? Or?
Yeah, watched a lot of movies.
Of course.
Well, that's the other part of this. Like, all kidding aside, I'm like, I probably could have pushed it, and if I believed Boomer's report, I would have been back on Friday. But I didn't.
Comes fire and shade at Boomer.
Oh, I mean, is it 10:05 yet?
I think he meant next Friday, Boomer.
Not saying it's not going to happen, but it certainly was going to happen then. If it were going to happen, I would have been here. Anyway, I probably could have pushed it, but she said, like, you can't strain.
Yeah.
I'm, like, bending over to pick something up, which is like, I have people play golf, and then, like, because the eye can't get stitched.
Okay.
So it's, like, still kind
of... Loose, for lack of a better medical term.
Yeah, so you shouldn't be straining. And how do I talk sports without straining?
What if you're constipated?
Like, well, no, it's a big deal.
I'm serious.
Can't strain.
Oof.
So, yeah. You know, that's how I found this doctor actually years ago. No, I'm...
I know.
I'm not forcing an issue with anything.
Yeah.
So that's why I had to sit out. But that's how I found, this
doctor.
A long time ago. 11 years ago. Single, in the city. No benefits, right? I was basically freelancing, all that stuff.
Glory days.
My eye, there was like a red spot in my eye.
Okay.
And I was like, what the hell is this? And I was going on a date at the time. I'm like, I got to get this checked out. So I went to look at the different eye doctors on the Upper West Side.
Yeah.
And I found this doctor. Do you know why I chose her?
Because she was hot?
She looked good. And she's great. She looked good, but who knew that 11 years? I was like, oh, all right.
Is she single?
Dr. Steinberg. No, I don't even know. But, that wasn't really the thought process. It was just... All right, you're searching through, you read some reviews, she looked good.
Uh-huh.
Went and met her, she checked it out, it was no big deal. I think I was straining, and as you mentioned before, that's how I had that blood vessel or whatever, it was no big deal.
Yeah.
But this was 11 years ago, and now I've been going to her ever since, and with this serious surgery, thank God, because she handled it like a pro. And here I am. But how dare you all, you didn't even stick up for me either? I mean, come on, you guys are burying me.
What did you hear on Friday?
It's serious eye surgery, I could have been blind, God forbid.
3 days?
Yeah, 3 days.
He did milk it, didn't he, though? 3 days, and then the weekend. Come on, you should have been here Friday.
Drive. What do you mean 3 days? One eye's good, one eye's bad. I still can barely see right now.
Come on,
I should really be wearing a... Did you see the patch that I had? I put that picture on there.
Oh, come on. Of course, everybody saw it. You put it out there looking for likes and sympathy. Of course, how can we miss it?
It's a serious surgery.
What are you wearing, a headband? What is that thing called? The head thing?
I'm not sure.
You had no hair.
And, you know, Booney didn't even text me to see how I was. The hair net. Yeah, they put that on, I guess. I don't know. I have no hair.
You kept it on for the picture.
They put it on.
You look, a little, you ham up the dazed look like he's leaning back in his wheelchair like, oh,
I was still out of it with the picture. No, I was still out of it.
Were you?
Yeah, Booney didn't even text me to see how I was doing. It was the last day we saw him.
Can I tell you this real quick?
Yeah.
So we were talking about Weiss before?
Yeah.
So what surgery was this? Oh, I had a, something with my nose.
Yeah.
Like a rhinoplasty, not for cosmetic. Not a nose job. I got hit with a ball and I had a deviated septum, right?
Okay.
And it was obviously obstructing one of the nostrils, so the flow of air was compromised, blah, 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 right?
Mm.
So I go and they fix it, kind of, I guess, because I still have it. So they didn't really fix it. And I wake up from the anesthesia, and this is Jen and I were just, we were just married. You know what she's kidding. She's got the iPhone on. She's like, oh, so what'd you do at your bachelor party? As I'm coming out of the anesthesia.
Oh, trying to get the truth.
I mean, she was kind of messing around, but she got that damn thing rolling. Now, thank God I had many surgeries, so I was an anesthesia veteran.
Right.
But did your wife try any questions under the anesthesia, try to get out of cell?
I wasn't really that knocked out, and no, she didn't. Because I do remember, even during the surgery, talking to them, like, I'm like, hey, is everything all right? Because I could feel.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, so you weren't fully out.
Well, I wasn't fully out.
So you had
a
local.
But then they might have put me out after that because I remember her going, hey, stop talking, because she said her hands are on my face.
You're probably talking about King Cohen. They get the horse pills for this guy and shut him
Mets,
up.
No, did the Mets get Alonso yet?
Yeah, strap him down.
Boomer said it was going to happen. Did they get him yet? No, it was something else. Hoff did say that we have an update here. What do you got there,
Hoff? About 10 minutes ago, the Mets put it out that Ronnie Mauricio is on the field right now.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, well, I mean, mean, maybe he's going to be the starting third baseman with Vientos at first. We'll get to more on that coming up in a little bit. Let's get to the Lucas stuff and then the Knicks as well. We'll find out about that. We'll do that and continue with your calls. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.